Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Roger DeVore.
I've had dogs. I've had cats. I've never even had the thought of becoming a beekeeper. Today, I ended up delivering honey to a couple of the neighbors. Because on Wednesday, I went out to my beehive and decided that I was going to extract some honey. Now, this is the first time doing this, so I'm a little bit nervous. So I took and I pulled out 4 frames of honey. One of them was totally full, one was two-thirds full, and one was half full. Then what I decided to do was, okay, Friday night, I decided I'm going to go ahead and figure out how to get this honey off of the frames. Now, since I'm a beginner beekeeper, doing this for about 6 months in Boca Raton, Florida, you know, backyard beekeeper, I was a little bit nervous on how to do this. I did my research online, and I figured, okay, let's go ahead and do this. So I scraped it off with a spatula, cleaned the frames off. I was able to extract 108 ounces of pure raw honey from the hive. So now I've got all this honey, and then so like I got to figure out what am I going to do with it now, because I can't eat that much honey. So I figured I'm going to go ahead and put it in jars and give it to some of my friends, give them some of the neighbors. You would not believe how sweet this honey is, because one of the first things that I wanted to try was I've never tried honey in the comb. So I took a small piece of comb while I was scraping it off of the frame, and I tasted it, and it was like the sweetest candy ever. I was just like, it just was amazing. I never thought that this evolution of becoming a backyard beekeeper would happen, because of the fact that we've had a beehive in our avocado tree now for 7 or 8 years, and then in August of last year they swarmed. So I figured, okay, I got a choice. Do I exterminate them, or do I go ahead and spend the money on buying everything that's associated with beekeeping? A box, a suit, the smoker, the whole deal. So I went ahead and spent the money on saving the bees. So I took and that what had happened was the bees had swarmed from the hive in the avocado tree to my hot tub. Well, I figured I'm not going to be able to use the hot tub if the bees are in the hot tub. So I got advice on how to remove the honeycombs. The bees had already created honeycombs in the hot tub. So I opened up the access panel. Initially, what happened was I saw that the bees were there. I thought they were just swarming. And what I realized was, since they were there for more than a week, they weren't swarming. They were building a nest. So I went out there, I opened up the access panel, and here I found 4 combs the size of my palm. I figured, okay, you know, no big deal. I'll go ahead and see if I'm about doing this beekeeping. So I figured, okay, I ordered the boxes. I ordered the boxes. I ordered the bee suit. It took about 2 weeks for me to get everything and put everything all together. I went out with my smoker, I went out to the hot tub, and I opened up the panel, did the smoking to calm the bees down, and the honeycombs had gone from the size of my hand to about, good 15 inches long and 10 inches deep. And not only was there 4, but there was about 6. So I had to cut the combs, put them in the frames, and get all of the bees into the box. And there were some few other circumstances that happened. A couple of things that I did wrong, and I did, you know, I had to research and figure out what I did. Because what happened was the following day, I realized I had not gotten the queen. So I got the queen, but she didn't like the hive. She was in there for like maybe 15 minutes to 20 minutes, and she came out. I realized that I had done something wrong. So I called up a friend, and I had put the combs in sideways. And the bees know the orientation of the combs, whether that's vertical or horizontal. And I had put them in horizontal, and they did not like that. So he said, now it's the opportunity that you could move the box wherever you wanted to, which is what I did. And I cut the combs the way they needed to be cut, put them into the frames. The bees had swarmed around the whole backyard. It looked like a big black cloud going, you know, all over the place. It was actually kind of scary. I was hoping, oh, I hope the neighbors don't see this. And so so I got the box out to the back deck, and I cut the branch. All the bees had clustered on a branch of one of the trees in the backyard right at chest level. And I was like, okay, I can do this. So I took and I cut the branch. I took the branch over to the hive and I shook it as hard as I could. All of the bees fell into the hive, and obviously the queen went in there because all of the bees followed her inside the new box. I closed it all up, and after that, the bees have been in there ever since. So this Wednesday was the first time that I was able to extract fresh honey, and I had the beehive inspected by the state in December, which was so gratifying. And now to be rewarded with something that is just pure and natural. And to become a beekeeper has just been an honor, actually.
Roger DeVore with a story about becoming a beekeeper.
The first thing I have to say about this story is the bees had an effect on Roger, possibly on his storytelling. It's such an interesting way to tell a story. We normally think of stories as sequential. This story starts off with today I delivered honey, then it goes to Wednesday, then it goes to Friday, then eventually it goes back 7 or 8 years, then it goes to last year, and yet it works fantastically. It's sort of like the details of the story are swarming around like bees.
Is that the way Roger's mind works?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you, it's effective. And if the medium were ever the message, this is a case of that, where his story just works, even though it is really, in many places, not particularly linear.
It's also an inspiring story, because he had a choice to get rid of the bees or to keep the bees, and he became a beekeeper. And it also addresses the environmental problems we have these days, because it's necessary for the bees to be abundant in order to pollinate our food that we eat.
And in a quiet way, a quiet, almost technical way in some cases, Roger is really talking about an act of heroism. He's doing something really important.
And brave, because when that comb grew from palm size to what sounds like 10 times the size in just a couple of weeks, it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, he's also brave doing this only steps away from his neighbors.
I guess you're allowed to be a backyard beekeeper.
I guess so, particularly if the state gives you its okay, which they did in this case. He got the state's blessing. He talks about friends. He asked for advice. I think that he is a real self-made beekeeper.
Well, he did mention he was worried that the neighbors would complain, so I guess the neighbors don't know that their next-door neighbor is a beekeeper.
Maybe they know that Roger is the kind of person who is able to do everything right, dot every I and cross every T. And you can tell so much about a person by the way they tell a story. He or she tells a story. And he is very detailed. He uses all the right jargon, smoker, voramites, all these words that, you know, you really need to know what you're talking about.
And I am sure his neighbors will eventually find out, because they're going to have some honey.
I would hope they're the first people he gives it to.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If other listeners have stories of South Florida they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or check out our website. There's contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, radio, and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.